let's go to our man. We visit with him every Wednesday at this time. He's got the pulse of the NFL in his pocket and in his palm. From ESPN on the Comcast Business Hotline, Adam Schefter joins us. Good morning, Schefty.
Anthony, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in Philadelphia.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother. Oh, it's great. Hey, let's just start off with, I know you did the Sirius interview yesterday, Sirius XM interview, and you talked about Chip and his future in Philadelphia. And I gather, I mean, I heard it. I thought you were talking about it. That was your read on the situation, not an actual report, right?
Well, first of all, I was completely taken aback at the way that was portrayed. And I guess I live in the media, and people complain all the time about certain things being portrayed a certain way. I went back and listened to it twice because all of a sudden my phone started blowing up. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, what happened? And they didn't play the first part of the interview where we talked about there are going to be questions about 15 different head coaches' futures this year. It's going to be an incredibly tumultuous January. It usually is. Talked about the fact that there have been 6.9 coaching changes per year on average going back to 2007 in each of the last 3 years. I expect at least 7 this year, maybe more. Talked all about that. And then Pat Kerwin, who I have great respect for, who knows this league incredibly well, who's also very plugged in, said someone he knows and has great respect for is convinced, and he said it almost as a report, that Chip Kelly's leaving. He doesn't know what to make of that, but what are you? And my answer to that, that I listened back to twice, was, I think this is a situation that bears watching. I think the fans in Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, the word I use is sick of Chip at this point in time. I said he's probably sick of the situation. I think probably a better word choice would have been they're tired of him and he's tired of the whole situation, and that this is where it's at right now. It's a strained relationship today because if you saw the stadium last week, it was emptying early in the fourth quarter. Fans were angry. And I know people that were there that were saying that it was an ugly, ugly scene, as ugly as they've seen in Philadelphia in a long time. And I said, next week we could be singing a different song. They're 4-6. They win this week and they're in first place. Maybe it's a different tune. I said that as well. But yes, that is a situation that bears watching, and we don't know how that's going to turn out. And I said that if Chip had his choice, it wouldn't surprise me if he preferred to be elsewhere next year. I said all those things. I never said that his days in Philadelphia are numbered. I never said he's out after this year. I don't think I said anything that was any different than probably you said on that show that people have called in. I think there's a question as to whether or not Chip will be back next year. Is that an unfair statement? That's my belief from talking to various people. And we'll see how it plays out. I don't know that he wants to be back. I don't know they want him back. I don't know these things. That's why it bears watching. Because there's a question about it. Am I right or wrong about that? You tell me.
I'll tell you, you're exactly right. I agree with you. Actually, lockstep and barrel. I mean, everything you said, I've said. Because I'm completely with you. No one knows, and we're talking to Schefty on the Comcast Business Hotline. No one knows right now one way, because I don't think he knows. And first of all, you know how it works. You know how this stuff works. He leaves everything to his agent. And at the end, after this whole thing plays itself out, he'll sit alone, he'll talk to people that he trusts, and he'll decide whether or not he wants to come back here. And all this stuff, what's going through now are factors in his decision. And it's still playing out. You know?
That's correct. And it's an issue that changes week to week. They're 4-6. If it continues on this path, the way they've played, the way they've lost games, there are going to be more and more questions about his future. The questions increase with each loss that team has. If they win, those questions are staved off for another week. There's peace for a week, and we go on. But ultimately, in the end, I believe after this season, we'll be wondering whether or not he stays or goes, whether that's his choice or the team's choice. There's a question about his future in Philadelphia. I don't see the big headline there. I guess I'm missing that, but that is what I said. I went back and listened to it twice because as soon as I hung up, I started getting texts from various people like, can you come on and talk about your report that Chip's leaving? I'm like, what report that Chip's leaving? Like, never said anything like that. Go listen to it.
Yeah, no, and I listened to it, and I took from it exactly this, which is, you know, this is a conversation that we need to have because this is an ongoing story. I didn't take it as a, hey, he's out. This was a report because you know better than anybody that this stuff doesn't happen. You remember Nick Saban till the end. The day before he left for Alabama, he scolded guys, scolded reporters. I'm not leaving. I'm not going to Alabama. That was the day before he left.
Well, let me say this. You know, Chip in certain ways is the belle of the ball, right? He's connected to every job that comes open. Is he going to USC? I'll tell you this. He's not going to go to USC. That I firmly believe. That I stand behind, you know, speaking to various people. That's not going to happen, okay? Is he going to go to other NFL jobs that are open? Miami open this year. Tennessee open. We'll see how this plays out. Does he want to go? Do they want him back? I think Eagles fans, and you speak to them every day, I don't. But from what I gather, I think they'd be happy if Chip moved on. That's my sense, because they're very unhappy with the way this season has gone and the direction the franchise has gone in. Okay? I don't know how Mr. Lurie feels about that. I don't know how Chip feels about staying there. But because of all this, because of the way fans have reacted before, you saw the reaction on Sunday. There are questions about his future there, whichever way they're coming from, his or the organization's.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Hey, look, let's be real. What's there to be happy about? They just got paced. First of all, they lost a 16-3 lead against the Dolphins, a team that had one foot on the plane going home. And then they get pounded and embarrassed 48-17 by the Buccaneers at home again. What's there to be? To your point, Adam, how do you not look at Chip and the job and say, well, you know, maybe it just doesn't work at this level? It's fair to point that out.
And let me say this. The reporters in your city, they're fair and they're tough. Like that first question, I think somebody pointed out on Twitter that it came from Les Bowen. Props to him. That was a harsh but real question to Chip after the game. After that, can you say honestly that your team still believes in what you're doing? Like, wow, that's a heavy question. But the fact that comes up at the post-game press conference in the first question reveals a little bit about the way that people in the city feel, the way that people in that city think the team feels about playing for him right now, because there are questions about that. And again, I go back to Pat Kerwin, who, in my mind, had the most interesting statement of the interview that I did on Sirius yesterday when he said, I've got a credible source who insists and is convinced that Chip is leaving after the season. Mm-hmm. That, to me, was the most... That was the guy that said Chip's leaving. I never said that. And I thought when he said that, that's very interesting. There's just more evidence to what we're talking about, mounting evidence. I mean, so, again, the questions will persist. We'll be talking about Chip and his future from now through the remainder of the season and after. And then after that, either he's going to move on one way or another, or we'll get some sort of announcement or indication that he's not going anywhere. And then we'll see.
Well, here's the other side. I don't know if you've heard anything, but there's a locker room issue now that all of a sudden Lane Johnson comes out and rips the fans, and then he did a mea culpa, apologizing. And then you got reports about, you know, unnamed players saying they're unhappy. At DeMarco Murray, he's not speaking now after, you know, I'm sure you heard this, when he slid against a 185-pound...
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I watched it.
All that stuff. And so now you got all kinds of drama. And you know, Shefty, you've been doing this thing a long time. You know once the drama starts, that's the sign of disaster. That's what...
Well, let me say this. Yeah, before I began covering, you know, the actual league for the last 11, 12 years, I covered one team for 16. Okay, so I know what it's like to go through a losing season, and it gets exacerbated when you have somebody like Chip who's had his history and everybody talks about him in connection to job openings. It gets exacerbated when you play in a city as passionate as Philadelphia is for its sports teams and players. And it gets exacerbated at a time where you're playing and watching the most popular sport in the country, where there is as much turnover and less patience and less stability than there ever has been in the sport before. Like the Tennessee Titans, who are notoriously cheap because they're making enough money from the CBA, can bid goodbye to Ken Whisenhunt and eat $16, $17 million without batting an eye. So if Ken Whisenhunt, on a franchise that has been very frugal about the way it's conducted his business, can run off a coach, then anybody can run off their coach. And it doesn't matter the changes they make because of the money involved. And with Philadelphia being as angry as it is, again, you tell me. The people I've spoken to there say they have not seen this level of anger there towards this football team in a very long time.
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, quite frankly, they feel duped. They feel duped in that, you know, Chip was drastic, man. He made a lot of drastic changes. And you know what kind of personality he is, too. He's not the lovable, let's have a dialogue guy. He's a guy that's not going to, when at his news conference, he's a fast-talking New Englander that comes down here and tells you that he knows what he's doing, and, you know, you got to just pay attention, and that's it. So, and that's what Chip, that's his personality. And you know how that plays here.
Yep, and I feel like the fans there feel like he's going to come and make massive changes and then leave, and so they're distrustful of that in him. Again, just another situation that exacerbates the whole issue here. And so you got a slew of factors which lead us back to the regular point that there's a question as to whether or not he'll be back next year. Well, that's all.
And here's the other thing. Let's just talk about it just in human nature. This is an unprecedented year when you're going to have USC, Texas, LSU open, right? Not them. Mm-hmm. They make Miami, Virginia Tech, and Maryland look like small piker jobs, right? Then you're going to have Tennessee with Marcus open. So you're going to have big, all kinds of jobs open. Then you look around and you say, I don't have a quarterback. I don't know what I'm doing. I got an offensive line that's in shambles. I'm looking forward to what? If I'm going to leave, now's the time to leave. I mean, that's just human nature, no matter if Chip Kelly or anybody else that's doing it.
And if Chip Kelly's not looking, and I'm sure he's not, I'm sure his agent is, because that's his agent's job. And my belief, again, just speaking to people, is that I think he'd prefer to stay in the NFL, which I think would surprise people. I think he'd like to be in the NFL. I also think, I know that he loves college football. Loves. I think given his choice, he'd prefer to be in the NFL. And maybe they all work out, Philip. Maybe the team turns it around down the stretch, wins the division, and renders all this discussion completely obsolete and meaningless. I've seen that happen. I remember a 1996 Jacksonville team that was talking about Tom Coughlin's future. That was 3-7 with 3-6. And they went on a stretch and won games and turned it around and made the playoffs and upset the Broncos in the first round of the playoffs and made it to the AFC Championship game in New England. So it's a long season and things happen. But as it stands today, the Eagles are a major disappointment. They're 4-6. They seem to be reeling. There's unrest within that team. And there are questions about the coach's future.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Shefty, listen, if you hear something, you know, obviously we'll be talking next week, but have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family, and we'll be talking soon, okay?
Yeah, sorry to give the big scoop to Sirius and not you, Anthony, but I didn't realize I was doing that, so my apologies there. And have a great Thanksgiving to you, your family, and to everyone in Philadelphia, and hope the rest of this sports season and what's left in this year is a little bit better than the first half of the year.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it, buddy. Take it easy.
Thank you.
There he is, the great Adam Schefter.